Just because you wrestle alligators for a living doesn't mean you should have the skin of one. Say goodbye to dry and cracked skin with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash with vitamin B3. Made for 24/7 renewing moisturization with daily use. With scents of vanilla and shea, people will think you've taken up candle making as one of your hobbies. And there is nothing wrong with that. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. Shop Old Spice now.
Biggest winners and losers from the first week of NFL free agency. Next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT in 5. I'm Chris Towers here with Adam Azer. And before we get to the biggest winners and losers, I think we're going to have one among the transactions that we saw this weekend. And I think the biggest news from this weekend, Brandon Cooks traded to the Cowboys. The Texans got a 2023 fifth rounder and a 2024 sixth rounder. Gave up very little. Brandon Cooks did a little contract juggling to make it work, but he's with the Cowboys now. He's got Dak Prescott, a big upgrade at quarterback, but he's going to be the number two target there. What do you think of this trade?
Yeah, I think Brandon Cooks is a free agency winner because this has a chance to revive his career a little bit. The last 2 years have been disappointing. You know, 2021 was okay, but it was nothing really special. He was not a top 20 wide receiver on a per game basis. And then last year, he was basically wide receiver 40 on a per game basis. I think he had under 60 yards in 10 of 13 games, something like that. So, I think, you know, if he were still on Houston, I'd have very little faith in him. The question is Brandon Cooks still a good player who is just, you know, dealing with bad circumstances for a couple years? Or is this Allen Robinson going from the Bears to the Rams? Oh, it's going to be so much better for him. But actually, he was just kind of washed up. I don't know, but I do think Brandon Cooks is worth a mid-round pick, maybe round 6 or 7. I'm not going to go crazy for him, but I think he could get back to being something like wide receiver 20 if everything goes right.
Any impact on CeeDee Lamb's value in your eyes?
I don't think so, especially if they don't fill tight end at all. I just think Michael Gallup will be very much a number 3-4 receiver for the Cowboys. I think Lamb will be fine. The only thing that would bother me is if they get really run heavy, but I don't see that happening. What about you? I thought about that, but I think Lamb's fine.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to change it much. Like, the concern I have, I guess, would be like maybe with Mike McCarthy taking over as the play caller for the Cowboys instead of Kellen Moore, maybe they'll be a little less pass heavy than they've been, and maybe they'll spread the ball a little, but no Dalton Schultz. You know, I think it's going to be a situation where CeeDee Lamb's still going to get 130 plus targets, and he's been efficient enough in his career that I think he's going to be, you know, probably more like a fringe wide receiver one than like a no doubt about it elite guy, but I think he'll still be very, very good. We actually did just get some breaking news. It's amazing to get breaking news during the course of a 5-minute podcast, but the timing was fortuitous here. We got Adam Thielen going to the Panthers on a 3-year deal. Obviously, they needed someone to step up and replace DJ Moore, but you know, he's going to be playing with the number one overall pick at QB, presumably. Any interest in Adam Thielen at this point in his career?
Yeah, I guess so. I'd put him behind Brandon Cooks.
Yep.
I'm pretty much avoiding the Panthers. I do like Miles Sanders. I think he'll get a lot of work, but this is probably going to be a pretty bad offense. But yeah, Thielen, if I said 7-8 or something like that for Brandon Cooks, I think Thielen's like round 8, not round 9.
Yeah, I think that's fine. You take him as like your wide receiver 4 matchup guy. Maybe he, you know, gets back to finding the end zone, although with a rookie quarterback, they typically don't throw for many touchdowns. So I think it's unlikely he's like an every week starter, but can still have some value as a, you know, a bench piece for you. Let's move on to the winners and losers. We did have a couple of other moves that I think we could fold into that, but Mike Gesicki to the Patriots, I think he's a loser as a result of this. You know, we saw Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith get traded there a couple of years ago, and it was just a total bust for both of them. I don't think there's much value in that offense anyway. And then Deontay Foreman to the Bears. Do you think Khalil Herbert looked like a winner early on in free agency when the Bears didn't add anybody, but with Deontay Foreman there, where does he fall?
So I think he was a winner when they didn't re-sign Montgomery, but then he's less of a winner now, as you were saying. But I think overall Khalil Herbert's still a winner because Deontay Foreman is certainly not a three-down back. So you got nobody for third down, maybe right now. We'll see if they add somebody. I still think Herbert's got a good chance to win that job and keep Foreman in a complimentary role. So he's not as big of a winner as he could have been. You know, Jamie was talking about maybe Khalil Herbert being around 2 or 3 pick, and I totally get it if they hadn't signed Deontay Foreman. They didn't do anything, right? But now I think you're looking more like around 5 pick, and let's see what they're saying. But small deal for Foreman. Herbert, I think, is the younger, fresher future. Mm-hmm. And I think he's good. So I think he can win that job and get most of the work.
And it's going to be a good rushing offense. You know, they should have a lot of opportunities there. So I think it's value up from where he was last year for sure. Probably value down from, you know, 48 hours ago when we're recording this. But I do have Justin Fields as a winner with the addition of DJ Moore. I think DJ Moore is, you know, me and Heath Cummings, we love DJ Moore. We're big fans of his skill set. I think he's one of the most talented wide receivers in the NFL. He can fill all kinds of roles, and I think that's exactly what Chicago needed. He's someone who can stretch the field or move the chains. I really love that addition. I'm not saying it's going to be like Stephon Diggs for Josh Allen, but, you know, it's in the same direction. I think Justin Fields is going to take a step forward as a passer this year. You got any other winners?
Tony Pollard is the obvious winner, I think. If you wanted something
until the draft, we'll see.
In a way, I think he's proven himself to the point where he deserves work. If they're using the franchise tag on him and spending $10 million on a running back, mm-hmm. he's going to be treated like the number one running back. So he's a winner. And this guy, we kind of agree, is not a winner or a loser, but I think it's worth talking about Darren Waller because he was maybe the biggest name on the move for free agents, mm-hmm. Ian Moore. I think it's neutral, but I think the move to the Giants gives him a higher floor. A higher ceiling, but a lower floor. With Garoppolo, I feel like he would have been just kind of, you know, fine, tight end five, something like that. I think he's got a chance to be really good with the Giants, mm-hmm. or pretty bad with the Giants.
Yep. So, yeah, I could see him getting back to 1,100 yards. I could see like 50 catches for 700 yards, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I think there's that kind of range. What about a loser? I think there's one obvious one that we've seen based on the signings so far. What do you think?
Juju's a loser to me just sure. because he has very little upside on the Patriots. I think the best case scenario is something like wide receiver 24. So he'll be he's fine, but he's a loser to me. He needed to go to a place where he had a real opportunity for huge targets, and did not do that.
Yeah, he'll be the number one guy there, but the volume's going to be low enough that, yeah, I agree with you. We've seen Jacoby Myers be fine for fantasy, but not someone you'd get excited about. I think that's the same exact thing for Juju Smith-Schuster. And I think the biggest loser is probably DeAndre Swift so far with the Lions making a big sign. Completely blanked on who they signed. If you want to,
David Montgomery.
That was the one. A three down skill set, if not a three down, you know, player in this offense. But clearly, DeAndre Swift's still going to be in a timeshare, and it's possible that he starts losing third down snaps, which was really the only thing he had going for him last year in this offense. If David Montgomery is getting a lot of the goal line work and some of the third down work, I think neither one of them might be a starter. But I might prefer David Montgomery at this point.
We got to wait and see what they say and what we see. It is. I mean, he's obviously a loser, especially from a dynasty standpoint. It just says mm-hmm. to me they don't trust DeAndre Swift to be a workhorse.
All right. And that's going to do it for FFT and Five. We'll be back tomorrow to talk some more prospects with Emory Hunt and more free agency stuff the rest of the week. We'll see you then.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.